For the next 10 minutes or so, I'm going to take you through an exercise that helps with the process of separating experience into its different elements. This may seem a little unusual or confusing at first, but bear with me. It'll make more sense when you've had some practice. This exercise can help you to relate differently to your experiences, perhaps letting go of the struggle of change a little bit. Sometimes what we're experiencing feels like one big lump, kind of like a whole bunch of things are jumbled together. And by separating out each aspect of experience, we can create a different perspective on an issue or problem, making it seem more manageable and less overwhelming or out of control. Begin by getting into a comfortable posture. Gently close your eyes if this is comfortable, or just lower your gaze. Remind yourself of your motivation for doing this practice, and also about the foundational attitudes of practice, which are patience, non-judging, and kindness toward yourself. Remember that you can open your eyes at any time during the exercise to reground yourself. You can also use the breath as an anchor if you find yourself distracted or caught up in a thought or familiar storyline. Just open your eyes or return your attention to the breath, and then come back to the instructions. Take 3 conscious breaths. No need to change your breath. It doesn't need to be deep or long. Just be aware of the fact that you are breathing. Feel the breath as it enters and leaves your body, feeling it at the nostrils, chest, or abdomen. And then notice where your attention is right now. It could be on the breath, on a particular sensation in your body, on a thought or a feeling. Just notice where your mind, your attention is now. It could be on a sound, a smell, or maybe something you can see if your eyes are open. Your mind could be in the past, remembering, or in the future, planning or anticipating. Just notice, without evaluating, where your attention is now. There's no right or wrong. Whatever is happening is simply happening. Just begin to notice consciously and with intention where your attention is now. Now, you might notice as you do this that each experience is actually made up of different elements. And these elements are thinking, feeling, and sensing. Sensing on the inside, things like tightness, heat, or movement, and sensing on the outside, seeing, hearing, and touching. These elements make up every experience you have. And what you're doing now is checking this out for yourself, not just believing what I'm saying. One way of experiencing this is to imagine in your mind's eye that there are blank pieces of paper out in front of you, one with the word thoughts written on it, one with the word feelings, one with the word sensations, and one with the word images. And as you rest in your awareness in the present moment, and a thought or feeling arises, you might place it on one of these cards. Using your imagination in this way can help you separate out these experiences, but if it doesn't work for you, you might simply name the element as a thought, feeling, or sensation. Just spend a few moments practicing this process of separating the elements of your experience into thinking, feeling, internal sensing, and external sensing. As you practice this, You might begin to notice that as you become aware of one particular element, it changes. Sometimes a thought might lead to another thought, or a thought might connect to a sensation or feeling. Just spend a few moments now being aware of the different elements and how they come and go in your awareness. Now you might find as you do this that the mind begins to attach itself to some elements and that it tries to avoid or block out others. This is what the mind does. It categorizes and evaluates our experience, giving messages like, I like this, I want more of it, or I don't like this, get away from it. And while this is very useful in some circumstances, in others, particularly in relation to our inner experiences, it can actually increase our struggle and discomfort, so here we're practicing something different. Just for a short time, we're practicing opening directly and fully to whatever is present. We don't have to like it for us to let it be there as it is. This is the practice of acceptance, or some people call it expansion. Simply making room for whatever is present, right here and right now. Let's practice with a physical sensation. Scan your body and then allow your attention to rest on a particular sensation. It could be a tightness or a tingle, an area that is warm or cool. Just take a moment now to scan your body and pick a sensation that holds your attention. Notice if your mind starts to evaluate, and if so, simply thank it for doing its job, and see if you can breathe into and around the sensation, simply observing. Remember that in this exercise, we're not trying to change the experience. Use the breath as an anchor, a center that you can return to again and again as you open to the sensation. This can be quite difficult when we first start. You might find that your mind continues to comment on what's happening, and if that does happen, just thank it for doing its job and come back to breathing and observing. You might even feel a fairly strong urge to fight the sensation or to push it away. Use your own judgment. This is not a contest and it's not a battle of wills. Practice as best you can, simply acknowledging the urge, observing the sensation, anchoring with the breath and staying present. Remember, you don't have to like this feeling or want it or approve of it in any way. Just see if you can allow it to be there without fighting it. But it's also okay to let go of this exercise, take a break, and come back another time. This is where you use your own wisdom. But if you can stay, if you can keep breathing in and observing, then continue as best you can. Don't try to get rid of the sensation or alter it. If it changes by itself, that's okay. But if it doesn't change, that's okay too. And this whole process becomes easier with practice.